This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. This morning, Americans are still processing what happened following protest over the death of George Floyd as National Guard personnel continue patrolling U.S. cities. Floyd, an African American, died Monday while in the custody of white police officers from the state of Minnesota. Police have arrested more than 1,600 people in 22 U.S. cities, according to the Associated Press. The National Guard was called up in about a dozen states and the District of Columbia. They were deployed just outside the White House. You can hear law enforcement firing pepper spray as crowds taunted officers. Nearly one-third of the arrests came in Los Angeles, California. Protesters chanted Black Lives Matter, some within inches of the face shields of officers. The state's governor declared a state of emergency and ordered the National Guard to back up the city's police officers. LA's police chief says they helped control the situation.
We go to locations, we secure it, we even make arrests, and then only to have to come back to the location because others come in behind us. So this is going to allow us to hold ground at hundreds of locations and without taxing our police resources, which will allow us to go out and ensure the safety of communities.
Just under 19 hours after launching from Florida, two NASA astronauts arrived at the International Space Station aboard SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule Sunday. This marks the first U.S. space capsule to do so with a crew since 2011. The station's current crew greeted the SpaceX Crew Dragon at an on-schedule hatch opening about an hour ago after a tense automatic docking sequence successfully linked them together. This is VOA News. The number of coronavirus cases worldwide has topped 6.1 million, according to a running tally by Johns Hopkins University. The hardest hit country, the United States, has nearly 1.8 million. More than 370,000 people have died from the virus, more than 104,000 of them in the U.S. Nearly 2.6 million people have recovered from the respiratory illness. Latin American countries brace for difficult weeks ahead as the disease spreads rapidly across the region while much of the world exits lockdowns. Brazil registers another record surge in daily infections as divisions deepen among leaders on how to deal with the pandemic, thus hampering efforts to slow down the virus. Brazil lags only behind the United States in confirmed cases. Restaurants, cafes, and bars in Paris will be able to put more tables outside when they reopen Tuesday after 2 months of lockdown. Inside dining rooms must remain closed. The mayor told a newspaper, quote, "In this crisis, Paris needs to support its restaurants and bars. They are the heart of our city," end quote. Restaurants across other areas of France can fully reopen Tuesday. For hundreds of Belgians hoping to spend time with French friends and relatives after almost 3 months of lockdown, the sunny holiday weekend proved a grim disappointment. While families with ties in the Netherlands, Germany, and Luxembourg were able to put the coronavirus epidemic out of their minds for a short while, the French border remained shut. Belgian travelers without written proof they were on essential business were turned back by French police, despite an announcement from their own government that reunions and shopping trips can resume. Greece may be a top vacation destination, but for the British, Americans, and Italians dreaming of getting away, the country will be off limits for some time. The government in Athens has left them off a list of 29 countries from which Greece will start accepting visitors as it scrambles to mitigate the damage the COVID-19 pandemic has spelled for its money-making tourism industry. Greek tourism officials say travelers from the permitted countries will be able to enter Greece starting June 15th. Global sport has also started to rev back into action, with Austria announcing it will host Formula One's delayed season opener July 5th and the National Basketball Association eyeing a July 31st return. Britain approved the return of domestic competitive sport June 1st, but they will not allow any fans to be present. And Sri Lanka's cricket team will resume training Monday under strict health measures. India's defense minister says the country will not let its pride be hurt in its latest border flare-up with China. He says they are determined to settle the dispute through talks between the giant neighbors. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.